The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Go-Getter.
And I say finally that the business community of Bay City will expand without limit if confidence is maintained.
Bill,
confidence
are you
in our future. Confidence in each other. With faith in our ability, we can go in only one direction. Forward. I thank you.
Bill, are you going to listen to that all night?
I sound pretty good, don't I?
Yes, you're wonderful. Let's go, please. You know how Dad is when we're late to dinner.
So let him stew a little. You think I ought to take the record along, let him hear me?
He's listened to 20 years of speeches at the business club, Phil.
Not from his son-in-law. Rising young executive, president of the fastest-growing used car agency in the city.
Phil...
Besides, I'm thinking of hitting his bank for another loan. Now, we'll take the record. Now, let me see how you look.
Phil, we are late.
I thought I told you to get something new for tonight. You want your old man to think I'm pinching pennies?
Really, it doesn't matter what I wear.
Of course it matters what you wear.
Oh, let's not argue tonight, please.
My wife has to look right, just as much as the front of my showroom has to look right.
Phil...
I wouldn't put you down as an asset in that get-up, Donna. I really wouldn't.
Phil, if you married me as part of your balance sheet, please let me tell you...
Oh, now, don't get all worked up.
I am worked up. You can't treat me as some kind of investment.
Now, look,
Donna. You can't, Phil... I don't know what's come over you in the last year.
Nothing has come over me. I am simply trying to make a living, that's all.
No, that isn't all. You're going to make more than that. And I'm beginning to think I'm just a prop in your scheme.
Donna.
I've been thinking it for a long time, Phil. I've been watching you change.
Now, listen.
Remember when you first came to Bay City, just a bright young man looking for a job? You were fun then, Phil. I liked you.
All right, let's go to your old man's place. I'm tired of talking.
I don't like you anymore, Phil.
Okay, so you don't. And when you go downtown tomorrow, get something decent to wear. Let's go.
The case history of Philip Emery up to 1945 could be documented quite briefly. Born in Detroit... Quit high school second year, worked 2 years as auto mechanic. One arrest for assault, dismissed. 4 years in the Army, discharged in Bay City, stayed on to work. However, in 1949, Philip Emery married Donna Weston, daughter of a local banker. Within 4 years, Emery had the largest used car agency in Bay City and was considered a real go-getter.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Well, hello, Harry. What are you doing in Bay City?
Just here to see you, Phil. We got 5 or 6 nice, clean cars, and Mr. Arnetta figured to give you first pick.
Oh, good. How is Mr. Arnetta, Harry?
Oh, he's fine. Sends his regards. Here's the list of what we got for you. All practically brand new cars, Phil, and look at those prices.
Mm-hmm. Very attractive.
With merchandise like that, you can keep right on underselling every dealer in town.
Yeah, I know. The trouble is, Harry, I'm kind of overstocked right now. I don't want to go in for big stuff like Cadillac or Chrysler.
With those prices, how could you lose?
Well, I'm sorry, Harry. Why don't you try me in a month or so when my inventory's down a little, huh?
Mr. Arnetta figured you'd want these cars now.
Yes, I imagine he did.
He don't like it too much when you don't want cars all of a sudden, Phil.
Oh, I want cars, Harry.
2 months ago, you give me the same story. You're overstocked. Mr. Arnetta said, okay, let him alone this
Harry,
time.
Harry, but... I don't like to be pushed.
We're not pushing, Phil. We're just telling you. We got you down for those 6 cars. We figured to deliver them by the end of the week.
Supposing I don't take them?
You'll take them.
Why?
Phil, let me ask you something. For 2 years now, you've been buying cars from us off and on. Where do you think those cars come from?
I don't know, Harry. Mr. Arnetta told me they're mostly South American cancellations.
Uh-huh. What if I tell you that that's just a gimmick he makes up for suckers like you? All those South American orders and the letters of cancellation he shows you, what if I said that's a fake? What if I said every car you bought from us is hot, stolen right off the street?
Well, what if you did? I'm still overstocked.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, these cars are hot.
Okay, so you told me. Now, why not come back next month, Harry?
Look, you want me to draw your diagram? You're in this racket with us, Phil. You're in deep enough to get sent up for 20 years.
Harry, you read too many of those gangster comic books.
Look!
And stop telling me to look! Do you think I figured you guys out 2 years ago? What do you take me for?
All right, you figured it. When do you want the cars delivered?
When I'm ready, Harry, I'll let you know.
You think Mr. Arnett is going to take this?
Sure he is, if he's got a brain in his head. I'm one of the best outlets you guys have got. You'd be fools to push me too far.
We got 20 outlets. You're only one.
I'm a good one if you don't crowd me.
Phil, I think you're making a big mistake.
I never make a mistake. That's how I got where I am.
Okay. Let's see how long you stay there.
The name of Philip Emery first came to the notice of our bureau when Agent Reynolds and I were working on a car theft ring that operated in Detroit and Chicago and disposed of its cars in a number of towns in a three-state area. We had found, on locating some of the cars, that they were being sold by used car dealers. And for weeks, we had been following the newspaper ads to see if there were any more dealers who were underselling their competitors. There seemed to be several. And Agent Reynolds and I, posing as buyers, visited each of these dealers.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. May I help you?
Maybe you can. We're interested in that Ford ranch wagon right there.
Well, good, good. Come on in and have a look. This is the cleanest little job I've had on the floor for the last month. 3,000 miles, practically brand new. Have a look inside.
Go ahead, Dave. He's going to buy it. I'm just kibitzing.
Oh, well, you just kibitz all you want. The scar can take it.
What year is this?
It's a 53. It's fully equipped. You got four automatic, radio, heater, direction signals. Incidentally, take a look at those tires when you get out. They'll tell you more about the mileage than the speedometer.
It's nice, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah. You better not ask him how much.
Oh, well, there's a tag on the door handle. It's $1,600. When that job was new, it was $2,500.
$1,600.
That's right, $1,600. The third down. And I'll give you a guarantee there's not a dealer between here and Detroit that's getting less than $1,850 for this model.
How do you do it?
Oh, it's simple. It's volume. I just sell twice as many cars as the next guy.
Could I see the motor?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Not that I know anything about a motor.
He just wants to see if it's there.
Well, it's there, all right. If you want to take it out on the road, you'll see a job that really moves. Oh, will you excuse me a minute? My office girl is out today, and I'm hopping phones myself.
Oh, sure, go ahead. We've got a lot to look at.
Help yourself. I'll be right with you.
$1,600.
About $200 under the current market. This looks very interesting, Steve. Let's take this one out on the road.
Agent Reynolds and I were able to examine the motor number of the car when we took it out on the road, and there were definite signs that the number had been changed. We returned to the car saying we'd be back and began immediately to investigate Mr. Philip Emery's background.
Now, look, Donna, I admit maybe Phil spends a little too much time down at his showroom.
Please, but... Pa, don't try to be understanding or I'll start blubbering again.
All right. Have you told your mother yet?
No. She likes Phil as much as you do.
Donna, all we said was he's come a long way in the last 4 years.
On the money you loaned him.
Honey, the boy has ability. He took a rundown agency and built it into a $300,000 business. Everybody in town...
Everybody in town doesn't know him. He's mean and cheap and greedy. He eats, sleeps, and thinks about money 24 hours a day.
Donna...
He didn't marry me. He married your credit rating.
Aren't you being a little unfair?
Pa, I wish I were. I wish this were just nerves or something, but it isn't. It's been going on for over a year now.
What, Donna?
I can't explain it, Pa. He doesn't talk to me, except about money. The only people we see socially are the ones who can do him good. He supervises my clothes. He tells me where to go, who to see. He listens to himself half the night on that recording machine.
Breaking up a marriage is a pretty serious business, Donna.
Pa, I know it is. Believe me, I've gone over and over this.
All right. You'd better let me tell your mother.
Mr. investigation of Emery's background uncovered an arrest for assault and a short-term in Army detention barracks for insubordination. However, our most important lead came from a conversation with Emery about the purchase of the car. Agent Reynolds asked about the former owner, and Emery told us that he didn't know the owner, the car having been sold to him through a cancellation on a shipment to South America. Agent Reynolds managed to see the bill of sale, which was made out by the Export Motor Company of Chicago.
Export Motor Company, Miss Darnetta's office. Just a minute, I'll see. You want to speak to Sam Gaynor?
Not today.
Not today, Sam. Miss Darnetta don't want to make any bets. Okay.
Go on, what did he say then?
What did who say?
Emery, you lunkhead, who were we talking about?
Oh, Emery. Well, he takes a look at the two cars, and he says we can leave him out in the street for all he cares. He's not taking delivery till he's ready.
That's all?
Yeah. I told you that's what he'd do, Joe. This guy don't take orders.
Okay, I'll let somebody handle him.
What's the handle? You fiddled around long enough, you better get rid of him.
What do you think I'm going to do, make him a partner?
Oh.
Sid Baker can take care of it. Tell him I want to see him.
All right, but you better tell Sid this Emery's a smart cookie. He's going to be looking for something now.
Uh-huh.
If I was Sid, what I'd do, I'd work from a car. I'd wait until Emery was out taking a ride, then I'd come up, sideswipe
him. Harry.
Yeah?
Would you mind if I did the thinking for this organization?
Okay, Joe.
I appreciate your interest, Harry. You're a real loyal type. Now, supposing you get out of here before I knock your stupid head in.
Okay, I'm going. But I still say you gotta be careful when you handle this guy, Emery.
With two more agents assigned to the task, we began a slow and careful check on the Export Motor Company in Chicago. It soon became evident that the company was a front, since we couldn't locate any cars they were trading or gather any information of business activity other than the fact that they carried a very large balance at the bank. We continued, of course, to investigate Philip Emery's business, not knowing that his personal life was approaching a crisis.
Donna, let's be sensible, huh? All right, I've been busy. I haven't had as much time for you as I'd like.
There's no use going over it,
Look,
Phil.
I tell you what. Supposing I knock off work a couple of weeks, we'll go up to that lodge on Lake Michigan. What was the name of that? You know, the place we went on our honeymoon?
It's no use.
Don't you remember the lodge, Donna?
Yes, I remember it.
Well, maybe we could get Grace and Ted Hill to go with us. Ted's a lot of fun.
Yes, and maybe you could get him to put you up for the president of the business club so the trip wouldn't be wasted. Phil, I am not going to talk anymore. We made a mistake. I want to fix it before it's too late.
I didn't make any mistake, Donna.
All right, I did.
I'm not going to let you go.
I don't see how you can stop me.
I can. I just hope you will make me do it.
You can't frighten me anymore, Phil.
I'm not trying to. I'm just not letting you go. I've got a reputation in this town, Donna. I have built a good business. I am not going to let you louse it up.
You will get along, Phil. You don't need me.
All right, I don't, but I need a respectable marriage, and I need your old man.
You never had the nerve to put it that crudely before.
I never had any reason to.
You don't really want me at all, do you?
I don't care one way or another, Donna.
I am leaving tonight, Phil. I won't wait till the end of the week.
All right, Donna, you asked for it. I will give you the simple version. I found out a couple of months ago that most of the cars that I have been selling from that outfit in Chicago are stolen cars.
What?
They're stolen cars. That's why I got them so cheap.
You found that out and you didn't go to the police?
No, I didn't. Now, look, Donna, maybe you don't listen close when I talk business, but your old man is a partner in the agency. If I get in any trouble with these cars, I am going to say he knew all about the deal. I will pull him in with me all the way.
Phil, you're just making this up.
Now, you know me better, Donna. I never kid around.
Does Dad know anything about it?
No, he doesn't. And he never will. As long as you live right here in this house.
When all of our agents had reported on the activities of the Export Motor Company, we decided on a visit to Joe Arnetta, president of the company. Arnetta had a long criminal record, but had lately managed to beat the law by the simple device of hiring other men to carry out the rough assignments. Arnetta thought he was keeping out of trouble that way.
Export Motor Company.
Hello, Joe. It's me, Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Joe, I'm down at Sid's place now. Look, he wants a little more money for this thing. He says it's a pretty rough job.
How much more?
$1,000.
Okay, give it to him. When's he going to do it?
This afternoon.
All right. When he's through, he can come here and pick up his money.
Okay, I'll tell him. You want me to come back, Joe?
Yeah, you better. Nobody's on the phone. I want to go downtown.
I'll be there, Joe. 10 minutes.
Okay, don't be any longer. Somebody just came in the front office, and Charlie's downstairs having coffee.
10 minutes, Joe. I'll be there.
Yes, gentlemen?
Mr. Arnetta?
Yes?
FBI, Mr. Arnetta. We'd like to talk to you for a few minutes.
You got 75 cents in change, Donna?
No, I haven't. I didn't bring my purse. I thought...
Oh, you... never mind. I'll give him $5 and he can keep the change. Here you are, Mac. I don't know how many times I tell you to carry along money. But oh, no, you never will.
Phil, stop it, will you?
You've got a handbag the size of a house. What do you keep in it?
Phil, I said I'd come to the club if we didn't have to talk till we got...
You get $100 a week. Where does it go?
Stop it, Phil!
Did you get our table with the Robertsons?
Yes.
Now, don't you clam up if Robertson gets playful, understand? I need his business.
I know.
And if she's wearing the crummiest-looking dress this side of Chicago, you tell her it's gorgeous and ask her where she got it.
Phil, I'll do anything if you just won't talk to me when we're alone.
Don't worry. I'm not doing it because I like to. Will your old man be there?
I think so.
Good. I want to see him. You know something? I think this guy in back is following me. Now, don't turn around. Yes, I think he is.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to pass just before we stopped for gas, but he stopped for gas, too. Well, let's try him. Mm-hmm. I think this is the business. Bad we took this car. It hasn't got much guts.
Why would anyone want to follow us?
I'll tell you some other time. Open the glove compartment. There's a gun there. Put it on the seat next to me.
Phil.
Do like I say. You know, slide down in the seat and stay there.
Phil.
And shut up. Try and shake him off.
Maybe you're wrong, Phil.
Shut up, will you?
Phil, you're going to kill us.
He's coming. Better not try it, mister. I'm not going to let you come alongside.
Now get down, Donna.
Don't yell at me.
We shouldn't have taken this old hunk of junk. Come on, move.
Oh, well, stop, please. Whenever they want, let him have it.
Yeah, let him put a slug through me. Get on, Donna. He's going to try to pass now.
Oh,
you better hold on. I'm going to try to ditch him. Okay, mister, here it is. You're going to get it.
There's another car coming, Donna. Now stay where you are and let me do the talking. You hear me? Stay there.
What happened, mister? You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. There's a car down that embankment. He was trying to pass me, and I guess he must have lost control. Let's go down and see what we can do.
A few hours after we had questioned Joe Arnetta, we arrested him for grand larceny. Then, according to plan, we picked up all the known members of his gang and those used car dealers who were known to us. When we arrested Philip Emery, he volunteered to turn state's evidence and revealed the attempt on his life. The man who had made this attempt, Sid Baker, was permanently crippled as a result of the crash. On conviction, Arnetta and all of his mob received sentences of 20 years each. Philip Emery, 5 years. Our files are closed on The Go-Getter.
pause now for station identification.